everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this is part two of our Welcome to the Northern Premier League. And this week we're going to be joined by another four managers celebrating promotion out of Step 5 and into Step 4 for next season. As this week we'll be joined by the managers at Winterton Rangers, Leigh Town and Coventry Finks. But we're going to start the show this week catching up with Avro. They finished second in the North West Counties this past season, and we'll be joining the Northern Premier League next season in the West Division. And on Thursday, I caught up with a manager at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Alex Frost. Well, Alex, a big thank you for joining us, and big congratulations to yourself and everyone at Avro on the promotion. How's this season gone?
Yeah, I think very well, for obvious reasons. We were not expecting promotion in any way, shape or form. We sort of set ourselves a target to be in the promotion mix come the end of the season. So to actually get over the line and be promoted at the first time of asking, if you like, was a bit of a surprise, but massive achievement. And yeah, one we thoroughly enjoyed.
I'll get to the playoff game that you had with Lincoln United in a second, but that race to finish second that you had with Inshore Town, it was quite an epic race between the pair of you.
It was, yeah. Withinshaw were more than formidable opponents. They'd done extremely well over the course of the season, and it was touch and go. Can't remember exactly how it played out now, but I'm pretty sure they were in the driving seat at one point, and then it sort of came back to us. And yeah, it was neck and neck pretty much until the sort of final two games.
And then obviously you conclude the league season, you know you finished in second. It's a bit late in the day to find out who you're going to be playing in that playoff game, that relegation promotion game with the Step 4 side, but you got drawn against Lincoln United. I mean, how do you prepare for a game like that with not much time to prepare for it?
Very difficult, if I'm being honest, Ben. It is very difficult. It's crazy though, the football world or the kind of football network does come alive in times like that. And I think within an hour or an hour and a half of sort of the fixture being announced against Lincoln, no longer than an hour and a half, and I sort of had two or three match reports sent to me and highlights from various sources and VO footage, etc. So, yeah, unfortunately the draw was made too late for us to do anything on the training ground, but there was a fair bit of prep done with regards to sort of watching them highlights, match reports, and then putting a plan together. We travelled down early as well on the day, sort of had breakfast at a hotel not too far away, give us a bit of time to sort of relax and then go through the game plan.
And it was a successful game plan because you beat Lincoln United and secured yourself a spot at Step 4 for the first time in the club's history. And obviously, it'd be remiss of us not to mention the club's history. This has been a remarkable rise. I mean, I do the Manchester Football League podcast, so I'm more than aware of Avro and you know, the great strides that have been made both on and off the field over the last 10 years or so. But you as a club, you have to take a step back and go, wow, this has been a hell of an achievement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we'll probably pinch ourselves when we walk out against the likes of Stalybridge Celtic, Nantwich, you know, sort of those grounds away. Like you say, it was, I think, only six seasons ago Avro was running out in the Manchester Premier League at grounds where there was not much more than a white barrier around the pitch. Yeah, we'll absolutely pinch ourselves, but yeah, we won't let it sort of overawe us in any way, shape or form. That the club has come on in leaps and bounds on and off the field, and they have an ambition to keep going. So yeah, it's you do have to pause, take breath and take stock of how far the club has come, but then also, you know, start to realistically plan about how we continue to push forward.
And for you, Alex, as well, just on a personal point, I mean, it's been, what, just over a year since you were appointed permanent manager. I mean, this has been a brilliant 12 months, hasn't it? Or so.
Yeah, brilliant, lucky, however you want to describe it, Ben. Yeah, it was, like I say, I don't think I could have imagined it to go any better in your sort of first full season of management. I have a lot of people to thank. It definitely doesn't sit on my shoulders. It's a cliche, but genuine team effort, not just with my backroom team, but managers from the NPL that have helped out, that are sort of, you know, close friends of mine. Danny Caldicott at Trafford has been a huge help. Other managers, I guess too many to name, but have helped out as well along the way. And then the kind of wider network at other football clubs, professional and semi-professional, you know, volunteers behind the scenes. We've got a scout that drives all around the northwest helping us for not much more than his expenses and a meat and potato pie at the game. So yeah, lots of people contributed to sort of getting us where we finished.
And where you finished, and that sees you into the West Division of the Northern Premier League for next season at step four. You mentioned a couple of the sides already, but you know, the likes of Stalybridge Celtic, Witton Albion, Nantwich Town, Vauxhall Motors, of course, who got promoted with you. I mean, this league, what do you think is possible next season for yourselves?
Really difficult to say until, I guess, we've felt what it's like, if I'm honest. I think optimistically, or maybe slightly naively at this point, then we'd always sit here and say that we were aiming to be in the promotion mix at the end of the season, much like this season. If we were, you know, if we were within shot of playoffs with 10 games to go, then I think we would be over the moon. But yeah, I think that is a little bit too early to sort of say. But yeah, we're always sort of aiming to push for promotion. So if we're in that mix around playoffs come March, April, I think we'll be over the moon.
And preparing for next season, I mean, obviously we're recording this at the back end of May, so I'm assuming work's already started for preparing for next year. But when does it start for yourself and the rest of the coaching staff in preparing the squad for next season?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right in that there is work is going on with myself and the rest of the coaching staff kind of behind the scenes preparing for pre-season, you know, speaking to players, etc. Pre-season itself starts on Wednesday the 14th, so that's when we plan to come back together. But yeah, the backroom team and I meet on a sort of weekly basis currently just to go through targets and how we want to approach next season. So yeah, the work doesn't really stop, Ben, to be honest. There was a couple of days celebration and then yeah, thoughts firmly then turn to next season.
Well, good stuff. And towards next season, a final question, Alex. I mean, how much are you looking forward to the challenge of next year and taking Anfro up into step four? How much are you looking forward to that?
Looking forward to it immensely, Ben. Yeah, it is going to be a really, really exciting season. It's going to be a really challenging season. You know, there's no weak sides in that division, and that's no disrespect to the Northwest Counties, but there were times in the league where I guess we had to maybe apply a different motivation to the players. This is not going to be the case this season. We're going to have to be at our very best every week to compete and get a result.
Well, Alex Frost, manager of Avro, a big congratulations once again on the promotion and a fantastic season at the club. All the best with regards to preparing for next season and catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Alex Frost there, manager of Avro, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the East Division now, and in particular to the team who finished second in the Northern Counties East League this past season. That's Winterton Rangers. And let's hear now from the manager at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Scott Helliwell. Well, Scott, a big thank you for joining us and welcome to the Northern Premier League. How's the past season been?
Yeah, it's gone really well, actually. The season before, we just missed out on the playoff spot. We finished fourth. I think we got to second spot with about two or three games to go. Went on a really good run and then lost one game, and that cost us the chance. So this season was always about trying to go one better, trying to finish higher than what we did the previous year. And lucky enough, we got second spot and then had a chance to go to Essex and to try and get that step four. And obviously, it was a good day.
And touching upon that interstep playoff as well, I mean, the draw is pretty late in the day. It's all very whirlwind, isn't it, at the end of the season to try and find out who you've got to get promoted up to step four. So, I mean, how was that week, you know, preparing for that game and then, you know, winning the thing and getting promoted the way you have done?
It was a weird one, really, because we'd had lots of like rumours and like lots of people saying to me, oh, well, it could be this team, it could be that team. And then, so we thought we'd be playing a team pretty much from the league we would be going into, because I think our points per game compared to the rest of the teams across the board, it probably wasn't great. I think it was maybe like 12th out of the 16 teams. So we thought, well, we're going to be playing a team with a really high points per game. So when obviously the draw was made, not one person had said to me anything about playing a team from Essex. The furthest we was thinking we were going to be travelling was about 2 hours, but obviously it ended up being a 3.5 hour journey. But I mean, I'll be honest, I don't think we could have probably got a better draw, and that's nothing against Coggeshall, but their points per game this season was really low. I think they had like the main striker, he was suspended, and have a 3.5 hour journey on the way home after winning a playoff game. It was a good journey home.
No, I bet it was. And obviously for yourself, I think you've been in charge now for, what is it, 4 years? Just over 4 years. And obviously during that period we've had COVID and that side of things. But what does this promotion mean, firstly for you and then for the club more generally, do you feel?
I think it's massive. I mean, a fair few years ago now, before I was obviously at Winterton, they actually won this league, what we was in, and declined going up. And then the club got relegated and struggled a little bit at step six. We came in and I think everybody just like bought into the same thing. We wanted to do as well as we possibly could, and we got the promotion. Obviously, the COVID hit seasons where I think we played like 30 games or something, and then it got cut short. We was top of the league at the time. And then the following season, to be fair, we lost pretty much to all our players, I think, because we'd done so well. But then also because of was going into a bit of an unknown, really, with regards to the COVID. Nobody knew what was actually going to happen. So at the start of that season, it was really difficult. Like I said, we'd lost everybody. We pretty much had to build a whole new team. And lucky enough, we managed to get the right players in. We've got 3 or 4 lads in with really good experience. A lot of young lads who, I think there was like 16, 17-year-olds we had coming in. And to be fair to them, they come in and there was a breath of fresh air and we just kicked on again, I think. I think when that season got cut short, I think it was 11 games into the season, and we was up there again. So obviously, once I said about this points per game thing, it obviously worked out that we actually finished with the highest points per game and got promoted. So, and then we always said as a club that we do want to kick on. We backed ourselves to actually be competitive at step five. So to finish fourth that first season, and then we had discussions in pre-season with, look, this is where we want to be now. We want to kick on. We don't want to just, I mean, stay in this league. We want to go as high as we possibly can. So, yeah, I mean, there's a massive, massive buzz around the place now. I think people behind the scenes are excited by the prospect of actually playing that step off for the first time ever in the club's history. So, like I said, us as a management team and as players, I think we're all buzzing to get back now into it and give it a good go at this level.
No, good stuff. And obviously, this level, you've been promoted with North Ferriby, so that's a club you know very, very well.
Yeah. But
I think I mentioned this to the North Ferriby manager last week when we had him on. There's a East Riding's North Lincolnshire vibe to the league, isn't there, very much so?
Yeah.
But then you've got the North East contingent and plenty of sides from the rest of Lincolnshire and Yorkshire as well. So it's a good league, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people are always saying to us before that, oh, there's a lot of travel in that league. But I mean, myself and the assistant manager, Grimesy, we played most of our careers actually at step four. So we knew that there was a lot of travel. And I think the travelling then compared to now is probably was a lot more. I mean, I've looked at the league, obviously, since we've gone into it. Like you said, there's Ferriby, which is, 20 minutes away, I think. We've got Grimsby Borough, we've got Cleethorpes, so maybe about half an hour or so away. Then you've got, like, just past that, you've obviously got the Bridlingtons, you've got Pontefract, you've got Ossett, teams like that, which are a million miles away. And a lot of these teams are actually from the North East Counties League, what have got promoted. I think there's, someone told me the other day, I think there's like 10, 11, 12 teams what's actually come from that level, those leagues, and actually now into step four. So, like I say, we've obviously got some very long journeys up north, Newcastle way. I think Ashington's 163 miles away or something like that. So that's obviously a long journey, and it might affect people with work and things like that, depending if it's a midweek or a Saturday or whatever. But other than those, like maybe 5 or 6 teams, I don't think the travelling's is that massive. And we still have, obviously, like I said, we've still got the local teams to play. So there's a lot of derbies and games to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And assuming it's not already started, of course, Scott, when does your work start for next season?
I think it started straight after our cup final, really. I'm sure every manager probably said the same. I mean, I listened to Chris's at Ferriby the other day, and he said his started his pretty much straight away, and obviously his season had finished a little bit before ours because we had the playoff game and the final. So, but yeah, we'd identified a few players what we'd like to bring in. I mean, the main thing was to speaking to the lads already at the club because we wanted to keep everybody. Unfortunately, there's a couple what are probably leaving. I mean, there's a couple what maybe didn't get as much game time last season as they wanted, so they're looking for more regular game time. We've got a couple of lads who were travelling quite far away what have come to us, and they're now left like university and moving back down south and things like that. So we've lost a few. I'm hopeful. I've had good conversations with a few lads about obviously coming and joining us. The main core players, I'm hopeful that they are going to stay. I say I've had good conversations with them and things seem really promising, and like I say, I think there's a lot of lads that haven't played at Step 4 before, so to make the jump up with us, I think they'd probably like to do it. And we've got a few lads that have played there already and what probably want to play at that level again and test ourselves at that level. So
And what's your expectations for next season? If I could ask you that ridiculous question in May, what's your expectations about what's possible next season at Wizardton?
Well, I'd love to say we're going to win it, but probably be a bit realistic. I mean, people behind the scenes will say we just want to finish fifth bottom to stay up. But I mean, we back ourselves a little bit more than that. Like I say, the players, if we can keep everybody and if we can bring the players in what we want to, there's no reason why we can't do what like Grimsby have done this year, where they've, I think they finished maybe 11th and they had a chance of maybe getting in the playoffs. It's difficult, really, because there's not a lot of teams what are going to know us in that league. I think we'll probably come as like a little bit of a surprise package, and there's maybe a few teams what we don't know a great deal about. So definitely want to be competitive, and we don't want to be at the wrong end of the table. We want to be pushing on and trying to do as best we can.
And last question, Scott, just how much you're looking forward to it? I mean, obviously, you've got a little break now, imagining, then you've got pre-season, and then we get underway. So how much are you looking forward to the challenge next season?
Yeah, I mean, I personally can't wait. I think the other guys in the management team, Grimesy and John, we were in constant dialogue with each other like pretty much every day about players, friendlies and things what we need and stuff like that. And then I think the players will be chomping at it just to get back into it. I'm literally, as we speak, putting together the final bits of the pre-season with regards to friendlies and start dates and things like that, and I'll be sending them out to the players and that soon. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait. I just want to obviously test ourselves again at Step 4. And we've made a bit of history. The club's never been to Step 4 before, so hopefully we'll have a bigger crowd and that following us next season, just to see how we actually do get on at that level. But yeah, no, I'm really excited for it.
No, good stuff. Well, Scott Helliwell, manager of Wizardton Rangers, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a lovely summer and a big good luck for preparations for next season. And once again, welcome to the Northern Premier League. Catch up again soon.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you for that, mate.
Wizardton Rangers manager Scott Helliwell there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the Midlands division now, and shortly we'll be joined by Grant Joshua, manager of Leigh Town. But before that, it's to his counterpart at Coventry Finks, the champions of the United Counties Premier Division South from this past season. And this past week, I caught up with one of the joint managers at the club. It's a welcome to the show to John Woodward. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on being promoted to the Northern Premier League. How's the season gone for Coventry Sphinx?
Yeah, it went excellent in the end. I mean, we were 19 points behind Rugby Town at one stage, but we managed to go on an amazing run, probably second half of the season, winning the last 14 games, and we did really well in the end.
And it's an amazing record as well. 106 goals scored, just 22 conceded. I mean, when all's said and done, and you look at the whole season, it's a phenomenal achievement, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, if the old saying, I suppose, if you can score goals at one end and keep them at the other, then you've got a really good chance of winning games of football. But yeah, when you think back, 22 goals conceded is excellent at any level, really, isn't it? It's very good. Yeah, and we scored goals for fun. I think there was about six games we scored five goals. So it was, excellent.
Yeah, and entertaining watch a bit. And just touching upon this season more generally, I mean, what were your expectations, you, Sean, for this season? Because last season, obviously you finished fourth, but you weren't too far behind Rugby Town, who finished third, but Harbour and Hinckley were just miles ahead of everyone, weren't they? But I mean, with those two promoted to the Northern Premier League for this season, I mean, what were your expectations for what was possible?
What we said last year at the presentation was we finished fourth and we had an excellent second half of the season again. So we said, can we go better and try and win it? And it's easy to talk about it and say you're going to win it, but it's actually doing it. So we thought we could be in the mix of the top three. We thought there'd be Rugby, ourselves, Newport Pagnell, but then Wellingborough went on a good run, so they were in the mix then at one stage. So we thought we could probably try and go for promotion, probably finish in the top two was our target.
So now you're in the top two, and the top one, and promoted. I mean, have you had a chance to take a step back and think about what's been achieved this year at the club? Because next season it's step four football.
Yeah, that's right. Probably not. We probably don't realise. We probably don't realise what we achieved, to be honest. And I'm not sure when the reality of that will actually sort of sink in. But we're now promoted, and we know the league that we're going in will be very tough, with a tough game every week. We know that. So we're hoping, obviously, to consolidate in the league to start off with. That's your main aim. But yeah, it's exciting times. Yeah, but I think you're right. It's a big achievement, and we probably don't fully realise it, what we've achieved.
And obviously, I've asked this question of all the managers on these Welcome to the Northern Premier League shows we've been doing. I mean, when does preparations begin for next season? When do you start to think about the squad and the makeup of the team? I'm assuming you've already started, to be fair, but I have to ask.
Yeah. Well, straight away, a week after, we had a managers' coaches' meeting to decide on friendlies, when we're going to come back for pre-season, which is June the 20th. And maybe target one or two players, and then obviously trying to keep the existing players. So we had that. Then we had a committee meeting, obviously, with the senior management to talk about budget the following week. And then last week we met with some of the players. So it's all been quite busy. Then we had the presentation night. And then this weekend we're going to Dublin for the end of the season get together.
Lovely. Have a nice time over in Ireland. Just to say, I mean, what does this promotion mean for the club more generally as well? Because, you know, you're going to be in the same league next season as Corby, as Ruston and Diamonds. I mean, it's a good league. I mean, there's plenty of teams that you're more than aware of. So, I mean, what does this mean for the club more generally to be rubbing shoulders and now playing at step four football?
I think it's a massive thing for the club, because the only other team to have played at this level in Coventry was Coventry Sporting back in probably the 70s. So we've equaled that. So it's a big achievement, but it's also going to be, and I've tried to stress this to the senior committee, that it's going to be a massive learning curve on and off the pitch. We've got to do ground improvements also, so It's a big, big learning curve for all of us, really.
And with regards to those preparations for next season, once you've got the Ireland trip out of the way and that kind of thing, I mean, you've already mentioned you're into pre-season and off and running. And with regards to your expectations for next season, what do you think's possible?
I think the first aim is certainly to consolidate in the league. So get off to a good start will be important. I think that will give everyone a bit of confidence if we get off to a decent start. I used to be assistant manager at Coastal Town, so they're in our league as well. So I still talked to the manager, and I thought he sort of said, congratulations. I said, yeah. I said, as long as we can stop up next year. And he said, John, he says, you'll be fine in this league. So that sort of gives you a bit of a lift. So I think we'll compete with everybody, and hopefully, I think we've got such a tight group who've got great camaraderie and team spirit. So I'm hoping to think that probably that will get you 30 points alone, you know, but definitely just consolidating the league and see what it's about for a season and then try and grow from there. I think that's a sensible one.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because last season, the teams who got promoted, and Harborough Town obviously won the league, and they weren't a million miles. I mean, I think, if memory serves, on the last day of the season, I think they still could have made the playoffs, or certainly with two games to go, they could have made the playoffs. So with that regard, you know, if we use that as a benchmark, that's quite promising, isn't it? That step up can be met.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think I watched that league closely because obviously quite close to Coghill and they got in the playoffs, and I know Harbour were certainly in and around there. So, yeah, anything's possible. And like I say, we've got a good group of lads that don't know the meaning of giving in or losing. You know, they have got a good winning mentality. So anything's possible.
And John, just a final question just about next season. I mean, it is going to be, like you said earlier, a bit of a learning curve, but how much are you and Sean looking forward to next season and being in the Northern Premier League? How much are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. I think the pair of us are quite sort of reserved, but deep down, I think we're very proud. And I think deep down, we are looking forward to it immensely, and it's probably nice to go and pit your wits against, you know, some very good established clubs and visit new grounds. That's why it was quite a nice change for us when we moved from the NPL to the UCL. You know, we started going southbound and going to, you know, visit some new clubs, and that was quite refreshing. So this is another big challenge. I think we just got to enjoy it as it comes.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a cracking league next year, the Midlands Division, and John Woodward, a big congratulations on securing promotion this year, a fine championship winning campaign, and a big welcome to the Northern Premier League. Have a lovely summer, enjoy Ireland, and catch up again very soon.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Joint Manager Coventry Finks, John Woodward there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And finally for this week's show, let's go to another team joining the Midlands Division of the Northern Premier League for this coming season. And that takes us to Leigh Town, who finished second in the Midlands League this past year, and they were promoted via the Interstep playoffs this past month. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Leigh Town. It's a welcome to the show to Grant Joshua. Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on the promotion. I mean, what does this mean for yourself and the club, do you feel, this promotion this year?
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Yeah, it's a big one for the club. Obviously, we've kind of never been at step four before. So, yeah, it was an aim and an ambition when we first come in 3 years ago. So we had that bit of a hit and miss season with COVID, and that kind of disrupted a few things when I think we were kind of top four at the time, top five. So, yeah, it was a big one this season to kind of achieve what we've been putting all the hard work into, really. And it's been a real surreal couple of weeks, really, since that playoff final.
Yeah, and it must be a bit of a whirlwind as well heading into that playoff final, because you've done all that hard work. You get to second in the league, but that doesn't guarantee your promotion. You've still got that inter-step playoff to contend with, and even that, you don't actually know who you've got until very last minute. So that final week heading into that must have been quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was a strange one, really, because when we went to Studley, I think the third but last game of the season, we obviously needed 3 points we knew would kind of cement second, and obviously first place was still on at the time. But we knew getting 3 points at Studley would mathematically stop anybody from catching us. So, yeah, to go from that game, and then obviously everybody's didn't really want to get injured for the playoff final. So, and then not finding out that we had St Neots until the Thursday evening, I think it was, or the Wednesday evening. So it didn't leave a lot of time to plan, really, not just for the opposition, but in terms of travel and getting messages out where we wanted them. So, yeah, it was a real hands-on-deck 2.5-3 weeks, really. But, the playoff game itself was brilliant, and yeah, the lads fully deserved it in the end.
Yeah, I was going to say one advantage you did have, rather than obviously there's the element of surprise for everyone, but one advantage you did have is, you know, the form side of it. But, you know, to be that comprehensive against a higher league team like St. Neots the way you were, you must have been really pleased with that performance.
Yeah, we were brilliant on the day. I always thought we would be, but obviously I've had a lot of people say to me over the last couple of weeks, was it an easy game? And it was far from it. Like I say, there was parts of that game where St. Neots kept the ball away from us for long periods and played some real nice football. Got a good crowd behind them as well, a home crowd of 600-700, I think it was, on the day. So we always knew it was going to be tough, but we always knew in the back of our mind that we probably wouldn't have a lot of the ball that day because of the way they play, but we would get the chances. And when we got the chances, we had to take them, and we did. We were clinical, emphatic in front of goal. I think the front two were absolutely unplayable. And yeah, just the whole performance from 1 to 16 was, yeah, it was just reward for the season that they've had, because since October, we had a real poor start. If you'd have told me start of October that we'd be having this conversation about us going into step four, it couldn't have been further away, really. I think we lost six out of our first eight games. And it, like I say, it wasn't a good feeling down the club. But fair play to the boys. They dug in and we got some additions in. And I think we lost three games from the 10th of October all the way till the end of the season. So we kind of deserved to be where we were. But yeah, that playoff game, it wasn't easy. We just played really well on the day.
Well, a big congratulations, Grant, to everyone at the club. And you've not been officially welcomed to the Northern Premier League until the podcast welcomes you. So, welcome to the Northern Premier League.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. I mean, what do you think of the league you're going to be playing in next season? Because obviously there's plenty of clubs around you that you're more than aware of who've actually come out of the league you've just come out of and done very, very well at step four. So, I mean, what's your impression on the Midlands division next season?
Yeah, it's a strange one because I feel it's three quarters of it, maybe 70% of it are teams that have played in the Midland League over the past 5-6 years. So the likes of Cough Sphinx and Boldmere, Sutton Coalfield, Walsall Wood. So those types of teams that we've already played, and even the likes of Shepshed and other teams that are in that league, we've got experience of playing them previously. So look, it's going to be a difficult league, but I think it's a very open league. Obviously, there'll be a couple that really fancy the chances in Spalding and Corby because of the season they had last season. But there's no reason why. I tried to get this message across to the players already. We're not just going up to kind of make the numbers up and make it be a one season, and we're happy with the one season that we had in the Northern Premier League. It has to be better than that, and we have to drive our standards to push in the top half of that table. If we can consistently do what we kind of did to St. Neots, we've got a decent record against the Step 4 teams. We've played quite a few of them throughout the season. I think we went to Bedworth and won 4-0 in one of the quarterfinals. We lost against Harborough down here in the FA Cup 2-1 to an absolute wonder goal. So we've played some good Step 4 teams. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're excited. And, yeah, I think it'll be a real open season. I think anybody could beat anybody, to be fair, and that's like the league we've just come out of.
Yes, and it's going to be very, very competitive, that's for sure. I mean, how are preparations going firstly off the pitch? Because like we touched upon earlier, there's going to be plenty of localish derbies there, and you know, some big clubs coming to visit as well, like Corby Town and Rushden and Diamonds, of course. Yeah. So I mean, how are preparations going off the pitch for this step up for Lytown?
Yeah, off the pitch, obviously we've got the work's already started down the ground. I'm just down the ground now. The pitch has had work done to it last month or so. And, yeah, in terms of trying to keep the players that have had such successful seasons, we're happy where we are at the minute. We've, I think, probably 85% of the squad have agreed to stay. And it's just about keeping who we want to keep and getting some quality in that have played the level, who are familiar with the level, to come in and help us kind of achieve our goals, really. We don't really need major surgery, but we need a couple of lads in to bolster the squad, because like you say, there's some big clubs going to come down here, and we're going to have to be on our mettle when we go to places like Rushden Diamonds and Corby and Spalding. We need a bigger and better squad that we've had this season. I think that'll be the same for kind of most clubs that have kind of gone from 5 to 4. Just a natural progression, really.
Yeah, I was going to say about this time of the season, because I can hear the birds tweeting in the background. I've got this vision of nice sunny summer's evening, you know, while football's being played in the background where you are. But the work continues, doesn't it? Even though the football season's finished, it's still going on, preparations for next year for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's non-stop, really. I'd normally kind of have a week or two off after the season had finished just to kind of take note of it all and reflect back on what we've done. But like I say, the interest in our players has been that vast that we've had to have some conversations really early doors. And we've kind of looked to secure those players down where, like I say, normally I'd look to have a couple of weeks off. But it's always the same, mate. Everything, it'll be all go until like we reach pre-season. We've still got a game left. We've still got a game on Saturday. We've got a cup final left. And then the lads can have a month off after that.
That explains why you were still training, because I was going to ask you. It's unusual to be training, but I didn't realise you had a cup final. Excuse my ignorance. So a big good luck in that cup final, and big good luck in trying to find a moment just to take a step back and think about what's been achieved this past season, because it's certainly a brilliant achievement for the club. And one last question, Grant. How much, when you do get everything out of the way for this campaign, how much are you looking forward to next season and that challenge of the Midlands League? How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. It'll be brilliant for the club. It's a club that's been, obviously it's been established since 1930. It's never been at the level that we're at now. Fully deserves to be at the level that we're at. And yeah, look, it's going to be great. It's going to be, I think once the players have that kind of 3 weeks off, 4 weeks off, ticking over, I think once we get back to pre-season, it'll really get the juices flowing, and no, we're all excited. I think the next thing that we're probably looking forward to is the fixtures coming out, and yeah, I think the real excitement will start then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Grant Joshua, manager of Lytown, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on this week's show. A big good luck in the last game of the season this weekend in that cup final. And a big thank you for joining us, and catch up again very soon.
No, absolute pleasure, Ben. Thank you for the time.
Grant Joshua there, manager of Lytown, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely week. You take care. Bye-bye.